All right, and we're back coming in for our third little segment here. As we're talking more and more about this West Coast jazz, there were a couple of things about it that people like to take note of. One was a lot of the groups, very many of the groups, or maybe the main group that people think of, Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker, performed very often without a piano player. And that became one of the signature sounds that people associate with this West Coast, a really smooth bass player, a drummer playing with brushes or with sticks, because some of these records are really hot, to use a word that goes against cool. Many of the musicians that played in this style, a lot of these musicians who maybe got their starts in California or ended up in California playing this style, got this label, and it stuck with him for a long time. Jerry Mulligan, even up to his death, was considered a West Coast guy, kind of a cool jazz guy. Chet Baker, also up to his death, was considered a cool jazz type guy. I'm going to play a recording of Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan from 1974. This recording does have a piano player on it, but this is going to be an interesting recording because it basically has a rhythm section that is equally split between West Coast guys and East Coast guys. You have Ron Carter playing bass, Bob James, a West Coast musician, playing keyboards. You have Billy Cobham and Harvey Mason playing the drums, who are both Billy Cobham's kind of an East Coast guy, and Harvey Mason's a West Coast guy. And there's a I think I mentioned Bob James, and the other guy is a guitarist by the name of John Scofield, who's definitely a New York musician. This cuts a couple minutes over what I should play here, so hopefully it won't get faded out. I'll tell you that in 1952, Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan played together a lot for about a year and a half, and after that, they both went their separate ways. Jerry Mulligan started his own group. Chet Baker had his own group, and for 20 years, they didn't play together again until 1974, when they played this concert together in Carnegie Hall. And we are going to hear a cut from a live album that was recorded at that concert in 1974 with Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan. We're going to hear the Jerry Mulligan tune Line for Lions. Then we'll take a brief break and then finish up our first hour. Thank you.
We'll be right back.